Good evening. I'm Simon Patterson, and my whole project, as you can see, was cooking. Now, at the very beginning, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't even consider cooking. I mean, I had lots of different ideas. Like, one of my ideas was movie making, but then I was like, probably not, because I don't have the equipment to hook it up to a TV, and people will get bored of it, because, yeah. So, one night, I was just still thinking about it, and so I went downstairs, my mom had just made dinner, and I looked at the food, and I was just like, yeah, that's what I need to do. I need to learn how to cook. Because I've always thought about cooking. Like, for example, in Italy, I love going to restaurants in Italy, and my step-grandmother, Deborah, is a fantastic cook. And when I always looked at the food, I was always like, oh God, I really want to just make that so I can just eat it nonstop. But I never knew how, so this was the perfect opportunity to do that. Now, I had many different mentors. Well, first, finding a mentor was extremely difficult because when I found the perfect mentor, they had either moved out of town or they were on holiday. So I was finally able to get my mother, who's over there sitting next to Tim, my sister Sophie, Mike Spellman, and Cindy, who helped me on a little dessert. Now, at the beginning of my whole mentoring thing, my mother took me to Town Country and to look at the different kinds of, well, basic ingredients. And as you can see, these are the organic vegetables. And the reason why I got the organic vegetables is because I really enjoy organic vegetables because they don't have all the chemicals in them. And then after that, we looked at organic meat, which I didn't put on there, sorry. Organic meat is still kind of the same thing, except that instead of, I prefer to eat organic meat because it doesn't have the steroids and antibiotics. Yeah. So next, I looked at the different kind of herbs that were in TNT, and on the subject of herbs, this is a picture of rosemary herb, which goes very good with lettuce, but I didn't pick one, so sorry. Then, after we looked at all the different herbs, we went down into the basement, well, the bottom floor of TNT, to look at more basic ingredients. There were stuff like nuts, rice, pasta, everything like that. And I could say that looking at all the food does make you extremely hungry. Now, this is a picture of my mom's drawer where she keeps all the spice. And I was interested, because I always knew that we had a spice drawer, but I was never really interested in it. But because I had this project to do, I was like, might as well look. And these are spices from all around the world, and it's awesome. Now, the first thing I made, the whole thing was a dessert, which were chocolate chip cookies, which my mentor for that was Sophie Patterson, who is not here tonight. Basically, the ingredients are baking soda, flour, sugar, one egg. That's actually basically it, and chocolate chips and butter. Now, you want to turn the oven on at 150 degrees, and something that helps, you don't have to, but I advise you do, is when you have your pan, which you're putting where you're putting the dough on, you want to, when you have your butter, you take that wrapping that was from the butter, and you want to smooth out the pan, because if you don't, the dough that comes in there, when it comes out, it's going to stick, and it's going to be really awkward. Now, you have three bowls, a small bowl for the egg, a medium bowl for the other ingredients, and this huge, big metal bowl for all of it. So we put all the ingredients in this bowl, we put the egg in this bowl, and then we put it all in this bowl, and that becomes a very, very nice dough. Then after that, you take little bits of dough, you roll them into balls, and then you put them on the pan, and then you put that in the oven for 10 minutes, and then you come out and you get these really, really nice cookies. We were able to bake at least three batches, so that was awesome. The next thing I made was brownies, which is a picture of it right here. My mentor for that was Mike Spellman, who wasn't here either. Basically, the ingredients were the same, except for the chocolate chips, it was just pure chocolate. And brownies were a lot more difficult. Reason being, because I found it difficult because it was harder to put it all in there without, you know, messing it up, and because it doesn't really work to smooth out the pan for it, so it was hard to get out, and Well, because of my mentor, they came out great, even though they were a little bit burnt, but they were still good. Now, the next thing which was made that I was at Sarah's house, and Cindy showed me how to make banana bread, and it actually came out very well. And basically, those ingredients are basically the same as the chocolate chip cookies, except it takes longer than the chocolate chip cookies, and it takes longer than the brownies. So, yeah. Making the dinner food was my favorite part, because dinner's my favorite meal. And I made a lot of different kinds of dinner foods, you know. I made, like, spaghetti, risotto, steak, Asian chicken. And I picked out four that I really, really enjoyed. One of them was steak. Now, steak has always been one of my favorite foods. So this time it's used with a grill, which is a little more difficult than an oven. One of the reasons, you want to turn the fan on. Because if you don't, fire detectors will go off, and they're really annoying. Yeah, if you don't put a fan on, you're going to get all these beeping noises, and then when you do turn the fan on because you didn't turn it on earlier, the smoke detectors will still go off, and just remember. Basically, with a steak, before you put it on the grill, you what I did was I put barbecue sauce on it and some salt and marinated together, and I did that, and then I put it on the grill. And after you have one side, you put it on for 5 minutes, and you flip it, and you have that side for another 5 minutes. And basically, the whole procedure of making the steak goes for at least 25 minutes, but it comes out, and it tastes really, really good, really great. Another one of my favorite foods has been tuna. Now, tuna, I would say, is a lot like cooking steak, but instead of marinating barbecue and salt, I mean, the salt part is good, but the barbecue bit is not good. Instead, we marinated it with soy sauce and garlic, which I think tastes really good. And then, you know, put it on the grill, same procedure, turn the fire detector on. I mean, fan. Pardon me. Fan on. Yeah. Sorry about that. Right. Next thing I made was risotto. Now, risotto is an Italian rice dish, and it's usually used for a side dish or an appetizer, but I prefer it to be on its own. Now, risotto tastes a lot better when you put in meats and vegetables. If you're a vegetarian, just put in vegetables. But if you like meat, put in meat. And if you don't mind, you just put in both. When you put in both, it's very, very good. And it's done with a pot on a stove that doesn't make it too difficult. It's pretty easy from there. You don't want to put a lot of liquid in it, because if you put in too much liquid, then, ugh, don't want to do that. But it comes out superbly. And the last thing I made was, last thing I made was a salad vinaigrette. A salad vinaigrette was actually extremely fun to make. Now, the vinaigrette part was interesting. The salad bit was not interesting. Because with the vinaigrette, there's a rule of making it. Because otherwise, the vinaigrette's going to taste awful. Because vinegar is so strong, whatever amount of olive oil you have that with the vinegar. So I put in 4 tablespoons of olive oil in it, and then 2 tablespoons of vinegar in it. And if you try other procedures, it really won't taste good. So you may just want to do it that way. And then once you do that, then the salad part gets a bit interesting, because then you toss it all together in this big wooden bowl, and then you do that, and then it comes out really, really, it's really, really tasty, and I would advise making it. I really enjoyed this project. I mean, there could have been several of other things I could have chosen, but two reasons why I chose this one. One of them is because, well, I've always wanted to cook, and other reason was I just really, really like food. And what I learned from this was that it's better to make food from scratch than to make food that's already made, because you can't really trust food that's already made. It's better to make it from scratch, because actually you know what you're doing. So that was basically what I did. I would like to thank my mentors, my mom, my sister, Mike, and Cindy. And thank you. Are there any questions of any kind? Any questions? Izzy.
You did a really good job.
Why, thank you. Walker.
Wait, did you have any questions?
if you added in too much liquid, in my perspective, it wouldn't really be risotto. It would be moldy. It's undescribable. Yeah, mush. Mush. Don't want to go for that. Tristan.
I think you're really funny.
Why, thank you. Ariel.
What was the best tasting thing that you made?
Oh, steak, by far. I would make the steak 10 times more if we went to the store more often. Noah. Yeah. Kenny. Thank you. Mom. Actually, you know, I've also been thinking about taking a cooking class in Seattle, which I've been trying to do for some time. But yeah, I could consider that. Lydia. Well, it'll come back. It'll come back. You know.
It was a good thing telling people to turn on the solar fan. Because we had a pretty bad problem with the fire detector going off.
Yeah.
It didn't really stop.
It's very important to put on the fan.
We were cooking steak.
It's okay, Lydia.
Sophie.
I think maybe comedy would have been a good mentoring.
Yeah, well. Actually, that would... Yeah, I probably will. Izzy.
You're making me really hungry.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I really didn't have a lot of time to make it. I would have, but, you know, I was really busy, so I'm sorry. Chris, you had your hand up.
You didn't bring any dessert or anything, did you?
Well, not really, no. Sorry, that's... There was something we bought at the store. I'm sorry, I'm lazy, so... It's a problem of mine. All right. Oh, yeah, it really gets annoying. It really does. So should I wrap it up? Okay. Right.
So we'd like to thank, the school would like to thank Simon Smith.